Let's go to the bizarre line. Why not? Hi there. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about something I saw like 2 days ago.
What was that?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm a huge skeptic, and
okay.
I never believe any of this. I think it's crazy. But I was looking out my window, and I see this gray form. Not quite humanoid, but not quite different enough to where I wouldn't say it was human. And it's just like a really looming figure. And all at once, it starts to come through the window, but not materially, only like visually was coming through the window.
You mean almost like a solid or like a gas?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say like a gas, maybe only just light. Like almost like it's the visual representation of it was coming through the window.
Like it was being teleported into your house or room?
Yes, except I could see the main being on the other side of the window, and it was making gestures towards my head.
Oh, my God.
And then after it made gestures towards my head, it made gestures towards my lower torso.
What the heck did this thing want with you?
I don't know. Is that something common?
No.
Because I have no idea what this is. This isn't something I believe in at all. I think it's ridiculous, and I actually think I might be a little crazy. Like, I'm calling for an explanation.
Is it common? Do we hear those kinds of stories? Not all the time. Not where something materializes in through your house and the other being is still outside. I mean, that's strange. What is it? I don't know. And let's move on to our bizarre line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is John from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Hey, John. Thanks for calling.
I was calling because I was fishing in Norfolk with me and my fishing buddies. And it was middle of the day, just after, I guess, well, a fishing day, that is. That's just when the sun's starting to rise. And, you know, I look out in the water, and I see a big rippling. And I think, you know, usually that's just a fish that's come into shallow water unknowingly. And, you know, I've heard stories about, you know, a sea monster in Norfolk, Virginia. I've never believed in any of that. But I see the tail come up, and the tail's glimmering. Have you heard any stories of anything like that coming from Norfolk?
No. As a matter of fact, I've got to be out that way in October. Tell me, how long was the tail? What do you think?
The part that the tail was out was probably about 2.5 feet. And the craziest part about it was the fins themselves looked to be of really natural, organic colors. But the actual individual little serrated fins on the sides seemed to exude many colors at once, as if shimmering, but all at once, if that makes any sense at all.
So it sounds like there's definitely some kind of creature in there.
It's definitely something odd, and its tail was almost gesturing towards my lower torso, if that makes any sense.
No, not at all. Let's move on to our bizarre line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, this is Harry calling out of Texas.
Hi, Harry.
How are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
I've got a story. It happened about 10 years ago. We have a fishing cabin that my dad and my two brothers and I built out on Padre Island. The only way to get there is by boat. It's a 40-mile trip. Now, we've taken this trip umpteen times, and about 10 years ago, my wife and my four kids and I and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law took a trip to the cabin, and the weather started getting kind of bad on us. Now, there's one area that we really hate going through. It's called Baffin Bay. It's very open, and the water gets really rough there. And I was dreading it, and before we got to Baffin Bay, we had a little trouble. We took on some water on the boat, and the bilge pump didn't work, so we ended up, I had a bait well pump on board, and I had my brother-in-law Jerry rig it, and we were getting the water out, and I was really nervous about, you know, coming up on Baffin Bay. We were going to probably see 5-6 foot waves.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, keep looking for it. Now, it's easy to see because when you get into Baffin Bay, when you're in the center, there's these navigational markers that mark a channel that intersects it, and these markers are, you know, 40 feet in the air and got signs that are, you know, 20 by 20. Really easy to see, and we'd come within 100 yards of them as we passed it. Well, Never saw it, and we're going. Now, this trip normally takes, in good weather, about an hour and 15 minutes. In bad weather, it should take an hour and 30 to an hour and 45 minutes. So I'm looking for Baffin Bay, still nothing. And then what comes into vision but the island that our cabin is on? And my wife and I looked at each other, and we said, what happened to Baffin Bay?
Yeah.
We never saw the markers. Everybody was looking for them. There's eight people on board, and we're all looking for Baffin Bay because we know it's going to get really bad. But we get to the cabin, and I'm still scratching my head. How could I miss it? And I always check the time when we leave and the time we get there.
Right.
It took us an hour and 15 minutes to get there through rough weather. We were missing about 20 minutes, which is the amount of time it would have taken to go through Baffin Bay. Now, we can't explain it. I mean, there are eight of us, and we talked about it all weekend long. My wife and I still talk about it. But when we looked back, when we saw the island ahead of us, my wife and I looked at each other just totally dumbfounded and looked behind us to see if we could see markers for Baffin. And what we saw behind us was an enormous black thunderstorm cloud over the area that would have been Baffin Bay. You know, you tell me what happened. We're missing 20 minutes. We never went through Baffin Bay. Eight people never saw the markers. We didn't hit the torrential waves that we should have hit. And, you know, that's the way it went.
You sure you weren't in the Bermuda Triangle?
You know, it sounds crazy. And I've had some strange things happen in my life. But this is the first time that eight people witnessed the same thing. And eight people were looking for those markers. I've been that route.
That is weird.
Times are better.
Yeah, there's no, and you have to go that way to get to your cabin, right?
It's the only way to go. We're in a well-marked channel. And like I say, when you get to Baffin Bay, the only deal is Baffin Bay is wide open. And the way the bay opens up, you get some really rough waves. And when the storm comes in like that, you can hit six-foot waves. It'll just tear you apart.
Could those signs and landmarks have been taken down?
No, they're there. I mean, it's a navigational marker for a main navigational channel that intersects what's called the Intracoastal Canal, which is what we travel.
Last time, who knows what happened? Does anybody have any feelings of being abducted?
You know, you're going to bring me to a story that happened.
God, I'm not going to have time for the story because I've got to close the show, but...
I wonder whether my wife was. For some time, I thought it was me, but it wasn't. I believe my wife is something where I had seen something very strange in the sky, and I was downstairs from the apartment, and I went back upstairs after witnessing this for about 15 minutes. And when I got up to the apartment, my wife was in bed, and as soon as she heard the front door, she started hollering, "Harry, Harry!" She was petrified. She
says, man, so it's possible. It's possible.